everyone. Welcome to another episode of Founders Good, sponsored by Gaper.io. I'm Zanera Bazkhan, and today we have Ken with us, who is the VP of Enterprise Solutions at Stand 8 Technology. Welcome to the show, Ken.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, Ken, how about you tell us a bit about yourself and your work experience?
Sure. So my role at Stand 8 is VP of Enterprise Solutions. Basically, what I do in a nutshell is I build great teams and help them deliver. But to unpack that a little bit, my role is both pre-sales and delivery. I am more on the engineering side than the sales side. But a lot of what I do is I listen to the challenges that our clients are having around technology and process. And then I build teams to solve those challenges and make sure that the teams we build deliver what we promise.
Oh, that's interesting. So what has your experience with remote employment been, both as doing the work remotely yourself, as well as like employing remote workers?
Hasn't been a really big change for me, honestly. I'd been working mostly remote prior to the whole COVID thing happening last year. Probably for about 6 or 8 months prior to that, I was mostly remote. And most of the clients that I deal with are, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. And so I've got teams, you know, all over the US and all over the world that work for these clients. And so a lot of what I did even before was managing teams that were remote to me anyway. You know, some of them may have been on site at a client in Phoenix, but I was sitting in Seattle. And so, you know, we'd have our daily stand-ups over video chat or whatever. And, you know, once in a while, I might fly down and see them. But it hasn't really changed too much for me.
Oh, so what has your takeaway been from such an experience, like from more work?
I think the biggest takeaway that a lot of companies realized is that I think everybody was expecting a big slowdown or a big change or a big, you know, disruption. And I think with the adoption of Zoom and video chats and Microsoft Teams or whatever the platform is, I think you see that there really hasn't been much of a slowdown. The things that I miss, though, are you don't get the hallway conversations. You can't just run by somebody's office. You have to have a planned meeting. Right. So you don't get the same stuff like where, hey, I overheard somebody saying this in the lunchroom and it sparked another conversation. That stuff, you know, that's gone away. But in terms of productivity of a team that's focused on a certain thing, you know, I don't really see that much of a change, honestly. And I think that companies are now realizing, wow, you know, maybe we don't have to rent all this office space.
true. Okay, so Ken, what do you think is the future of remote employment? And what do you think needs to be done differently to make it even better and more effective?
I think internet connectivity is one thing. I moved to a rural part of Texas and, you know, the internet connectivity I'm able to get here isn't as great as it used to be, you know, being on fiber in Seattle. But, you know, we've got Elon Musk putting Starlink up and soon, pretty much anywhere in the world, you'll be able to get high-speed internet. And so I think that means people are no longer chained to a specific locale, at least in the tech field. You know, there's other industries where that's not the case, but in the tech field for many, many employers, you're going to be able to work from almost anywhere.
So how did you incorporate the idea of remote in your mode of working?
I don't know. I mean, like, I have a home office. I come up to my office just like I used to go into an office. You know, I still sit at the desk. But when my dogs need to go outside, I can let them out.
Okay. That's interesting. Okay. In the current situation, due to the ongoing pandemic, many companies have been forced to go remote, even educational institutions. In a situation mm-hmm. such as this, what are the major roadblocks and challenges?
I think the thing that you don't get is, like I said, the hallway conversations, mm-hmm. right? So if you go to a place where there's a bunch of people and you get that real human interaction, you may be sitting there having a conversation with somebody while somebody at the next table is having a different conversation. And you may overhear something that says, oh, hey, you know, that's something I know something about, or that's something that my team has solved, or let's talk about that. Those side conversations don't happen, right? Because it's all scheduled meetings and one person talks at a time. And if five people talk, you can't understand what anybody's saying. So that I think is the one downside to it. You miss the human interaction and those side conversations.
I agree with you. Like, humans are built that way. They are built to, you know, have human interactions and have like meet other people in person. Otherwise, they can't function for a long time like that. Yeah. So, yes, I agree with that. Okay, moving towards our last question. There are companies like Gaper that help develop, build, and scale products, especially for startups. How important do you think such setups are in the startup world and for founders looking to hire quickly and smart?
You know, I think it matters more the character of the people that you hire than the exact technological expertise. In my experience in this realm, it's like, if you've learned two or three software languages, learning a fourth software language is just as simple as Googling the difference in syntax, right? You still understand coding constructs, and there might be one or two unique things about this new library that it can do that some other library couldn't do. But in general, the difference in skill isn't that much. What matters more are things like, adaptability, integrity, smarts, whether somebody's goal-oriented or driven to pursue things without somebody telling them, somebody who's got a customer focus, who can look at things from other people's point of view and have empathy. I think if you find somebody who has those characteristics, you can build great things. And, you know, if you need them to pick up a new tool or language, that usually only takes a couple of weeks.
Well, this was very short and quick, which is good. And I wish we could stay and talk more, but our marketing team suggests that we keep it short as well. Actually, before the pre-pandemic era, we had longer episodes, but since everyone has been producing so much content since the pandemic started, it's good to keep it short. But thank you, Ken, for joining us today. It was an absolute pleasure hosting you, and All right. Have a great day ahead.
All right, you too.
Thank you, Ken.